everyone, and welcome back
Everyone.
to the Essential Wealth and Health
Wait,
Solutions
wait, hold on,
podcast.
hold on, wait, so, wait, so hold
Oh,
on. That's only
okay,
the
sorry.
recording. I haven't gotten the live stream going yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And I can start out with doing a little bit if you want. I can start out saying a little bit of an intro.
Yeah, that'll be great.
So you're still talking once I hand it over to you. Okay, how do I? There we go. This way. So welcome everybody to the World of Ability Podcast Network. My name is Emily Gilmer, and excited to bring you a episode of our newest podcast, the Essential Wealth and Health Solutions podcast, that we are going to be doing here the second and fourth Sunday of the month at 3 p.m. Central. With Lisa, who has met relatively recently through networking. But with nothing further to do, I'm gonna pass this over to take us off today. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Emily. And welcome back, everybody, to the Essential Wealth and Health Solutions podcast, where we explore practical tips and insights to help you build a stronger financial future and navigate life's challenges. I'm Lisa Sherrill, your host, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. So, last episode, just to recap, I shared my personal story of resilience and advocacy through a challenging time with my daughter's battle with end-stage renal failure. I walked you through how I navigated healthcare systems, insurance, and financial planning to ensure her well-being. The lessons I learned along the way were invaluable, and I'm passionate about sharing them with all of you today and every day. We also talked about the importance of having a financial game plan in place, advocating for yourself, and leaning on your support system. If you missed it, I encourage you to listen and dive deeper into these vital topics. So, on this podcast today, we're going to break down financial planning to empower you with the knowledge you need to thrive. Today, we're diving into an essential financial tool that everyone needs to understand, and that is life insurance. If you've ever felt confused about what life insurance is, why you need it, or how to pick the right type, this episode is for you. We're going to cover the basics of life insurance, the different types of life insurance, key things to consider when choosing a policy, and even debunk some common myths out there. By the end of this episode, you'll have a solid understanding of how life insurance can play a critical role in your financial game plan. So grab a cup of coffee or get comfy wherever you're listening and let's dive in. But first off, I want to share not one, but two deeply personal stories that completely changed how I view life insurance and financial security. So let's start with the first time I was introduced to life insurance. It was years ago, not long after I went through a difficult divorce. I was adjusting to life as a single mom, doing everything I could to provide stability for my children. One day, a gentleman I knew approached me. He expressed his heartfelt concern about my situation and said, "I'm so sorry to hear about your divorce." But then he asked a question I wasn't prepared for. "Now that you're divorced, what are your kids going to do if something happens to you?" It hit me like a ton of bricks. Up until that moment, I was so focused on just getting through each day that I hadn't stopped to think about what would happen if I wasn't there to support my kids. He went on to explain life insurance in a way that was simple and practical. He didn't pressure me, he just painted a picture of how it could provide protection and peace of mind. That conversation stuck with me. I wanted to make sure my kids had financial security no matter what happened to me. So I took action and purchased my first life insurance policy. It was a life-changing decision. For the first time in a long time, I felt like I had a plan. I wasn't just surviving anymore. I was preparing for the future and protecting my children's well-being. That moment planted a seed in me, a passion for helping others find the same peace of mind through life insurance. So fast forward now to 2023, and life threw me another curveball my way. My husband suffered a heart attack, completely out of the blue. Thankfully, he survived, but it was a wake-up call that reminded me just how unpredictable life can be. In that moment, I couldn't help but think, what if he hadn't made it? Without a life insurance policy in place, I would have been in a very difficult situation, possibly forced to sell our assets and move in with one of my children or my mother. That experience underscored the importance of having life insurance, whether or not you have kids or own a home. It's about protecting your future and ensuring that the people you love have the stability they need, no matter what happens. These two experiences, decades apart, taught me one undeniable truth. Life insurance isn't just a policy, it's a plan, a promise, and a way to safeguard everything you've worked so hard to build. So I want to leave you with the same question I was asked all those years ago. What would happen to your loved ones if something unexpected happened to you? Think about it. It's not about fear, it's about empowerment. Life insurance gives you the tools to protect what matters most, and I'm here to help you start that journey. So let's start with the basics. What is life insurance? At its core, life insurance is a contract between you and an insurance company. You agree to pay regular premiums, and in exchange, the insurer agrees to pay a lump sum called a death benefit to your beneficiaries when you pass away. The purpose of life insurance is simple but profound. It provides financial support to your loved ones when they need it the most. This can mean replacing lost income, covering funeral expenses, or ensuring your children's education is taken care of. So here are three key benefits of life insurance. It acts as an income replacement. If you're the primary breadwinner or contribute significantly to your household, life insurance ensures your family won't struggle financially in your absence. It also provides debt coverage. Whether it's a mortgage, student loans, or credit card debt, life insurance can help prevent your loved ones from being burdened with these financial obligations. Legacy building. Life insurance can also be a tool for wealth building. It allows you to leave a financial legacy for your family, a favorite charity, or even help fund future generations. So now that we understand the purpose of life insurance, let's talk about the different types that are available. So choosing the right life insurance policy starts with understanding the options. There are three primary types of life insurance. There's term life, whole life, and universal life. Term life is very, very, very straightforward. It provides coverage for a specific time period, like 10, 20, or 30 years. If you pass away during the term, your beneficiaries receive the death benefit. If you outlive the term, the policy ends and there's no payout. And in our next segment, February the 9th, we'll talk about some options in relation to term life. Why it's popular? Well, it's affordable and great for people who want high coverage at a lower cost. There is no cash value and it only provides temporary coverage. The temporary coverage is during your income earning years. When you retire, hopefully your investments are built up that you're able to live off your investments, and your investments will basically be your life insurance. So, for example, let's say you're a young parent with a mortgage and kids in school. A 20-year term policy can ensure your family is protected until your kids are grown and the mortgage is paid off and any assets that you have, any debt that you have, is paid off. Enough time for you to build up your retirement portfolio. Then there's whole life insurance. Whole life insurance lasts for your entire life as long as you pay your premiums. It also includes a savings component called the cash value that grows over time and can be borrowed against or withdrawn. Why it's appealing? It's, lifetime coverage and forced savings. The only drawback is with whole life is it is a bit more expensive than term life. And with whole life, you can't take the cash value along with the face value if anything were to happen to you or your loved one. This might be a good fit if you're looking for a policy that doubles as a wealth building tool, or if you want to leave a guaranteed inheritance. But again, I stress to you with a whole life policy, you cannot take both the face value or the cash value of the policy. And cash value policies in relation to whole life, the rate of return is very, very low. There's also universal life insurance. Universal life offers flexibility in your premiums and death benefit. It as well has a cash value component, but its growth depends on market performance or a guaranteed interest rate. Again, same as a whole life. Why it's useful? It's flexible and can adapt as your needs change. And it is a little more, one of the drawbacks is it's a little more complex to manage. So, how to decide which option's going to work best for you? Consider your financial goals, your budget, and how long you need coverage for. For many, a combination of term and whole life insurance might be the best solution. But still unsure, that's okay. I always recommend speaking with a licensed professional to assess your unique situation, which I am. I'm a life licensed agent here in the state of Arizona, and I also carry licenses in DC and California. Can also obtain licenses throughout the entire United States. So key considerations when choosing life insurance. Now that we've covered the types of life insurance, let's talk about how to choose the right policy for you. So three main factors you might want to consider is your financial goals. Are you protecting your income, covering a mortgage, or building wealth? The coverage amount needed. There's usually a general rule of thumb of 10 to 12 times your annual income, but this varies based on your situation. And your budget. It's important to find a policy that provides adequate coverage without straining your finances, of course. So, a couple of common mistakes to avoid, buying too little coverage. Don't want to buy too little coverage for yourself and your family. Many people underestimate how much their loved ones will need. So you have to think beyond the funeral costs and factor in living expenses, debts, and your future goals. Waiting too long. The earlier you buy life insurance, the lower your premiums. Plus, you never know when a health issue might arise. When a health issue arises prior to purchasing any type of life insurance policy, it's considered a pre-existing condition, and it's possible you might not be able to get coverage after you've been diagnosed with a health issue. So get your life insurance now before any pre-existing condition is diagnosed. Choosing the wrong type of life insurance. A policy that doesn't align with your goals can lead to wasted money. So a good agent will guide you through these considerations. So don't hesitate to ask questions and obtain multiple quotes. So just to relay a couple of life insurance myths and misconceptions. So let's take a moment to address these concerns about life insurance. So one is, I'm too young to need life insurance. The truth is, life insurance is cheapest when you're young and healthy. Buying early locks in low rates. One other myth and misconception is it's too expensive. The truth, term life insurance is surprisingly affordable, often less than a cup of coffee a day. And another misconception and myth is I don't need it because I'm single or don't have dependents. The truth is, life insurance isn't just for people with families. It can cover debts, final expenses, or leave a legacy. So don't let these myths keep you from protecting your financial future. So, life insurance is one of the most important financial tools you can have in your arsenal. Whether you're just starting out or planning your legacy, it's crucial to have a policy that fits your needs. Don't wait until it's too late. Evaluating your life insurance needs today can give you peace of mind tomorrow. If you haven't already, I strongly encourage you to take a moment and assess your current life insurance coverage if you have it. Ask yourself, do I have the right policy in place? Are you covered for what matters most? If you're unsure or don't have a life insurance in place yet, now is the perfect time to explore your options. We here at Essential Wealth and Health Solutions offer free policy review. We also can provide quotes totally for free with no obligation. If you're unsure where to start or have questions about your current coverage, reach out to me today or any day at Essential Wealth and Health Solutions. You can also visit us at our website at www.essentialsolutionshelp.com and book a call. I'd love to help you create a plan that gives you and your loved ones peace of mind. So don't forget, also, if you're looking for more resources or want to learn about the financial and healthcare services that I offer, again, visit me at www.essentialsolutionshelp.com. At Essential Wealth and Health Solutions, we're dedicated to helping you build a solid financial plan and navigate the healthcare challenges you may face. Next time on Essential Wealth and Health Solutions podcast, we're going to dive into a topic that is crucial for long-term financial success, and that is how a financial structured plan can change your life. We'll explore how having a structured financial game plan can not only secure your future, but also give you the tools to make smart financial decisions every day. So I hope you'll join me for that episode. And as always, feel free to share this podcast with anyone who could benefit from today's discussion. If you haven't already, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Your feedback and support mean the world to me, and I'm excited to continue this journey with you. So thanks again for tuning in. And remember, you have the power to take control of your health and wealth one step at a time. Until next time, see you soon. Okay, Miss Emily.